Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Joseph and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today's reading will come from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 23 through 26. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and fidelity. But these you should have done without neglecting the others. Blind guides who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup, so that the outside also may be clean." Pretty strong words from Jesus today that maybe kind of challenge the way that we think and the way we see him. But I want to start off first by sharing a story, and then we're going to dive into it. So once upon a time, I was very much being reprimanded by my parents for not having a good folded laundry in my drawers. They would open up my drawers and they were an absolute disaster. And I would keep getting in trouble for it and wouldn't be able to do fun things because my drawers were a mess and it was the worst. So I decided to come up with a simple, easy solution. Young Joseph decided to fold the top layer of the laundry and clothes in my drawers. And if you fold the top layer, then it makes the rest of it look pretty clean. Unfortunately for my growth, they never really caught on to it. And I was able to get away with it most of the time. But I was thinking about that story when I was reading this gospel, right? You hear Jesus reprimanding the Pharisees for like the same thing that actually like they are on the outside looking like they're doing all this great stuff, but on the inside, their hearts aren't there. Again, Jesus always just goes right to the heart. Like he sees the heart and that's the issue that he addresses, not the externals, but he sees the heart. And he sees these Pharisees who are the leading people in the Jewish religion, like the ones who are going through all the motions and doing all the right steps, but he's seeing them in their heart and he's seeing that actually their hearts aren't in the right spot, right? Because God doesn't care about the motions, he cares about the heart. And that's what he's calling out here, because he sees them and he sees how far away they are. And this isn't like him like being like, "You guys are the worst." Like it's actually coming from a heart of, "I want you all to experience the freedom that comes from living this from the heart and not just from the actions and the externals." Right? It's funny because you look through the gospels and the people that Jesus got the most frustrated with were the ones who they weren't like the sinners who were like in a lifestyle of sin. It was actually the ones who were doing like the seemingly right things on the outside, but their hearts weren't in the right place. And I think all of us can relate to that in different ways, that we've seen like ourselves or others like who can do all the right things, but where are our hearts at? And I just really feel Jesus actually giving us a heart check this morning of asking us, where is your heart at? Like it's easy to go through the motions. We can go to mass and say all the right words, or we can sit down and pray the rosary and say all the right words, or we can read the Bible and write down all the right words and we're journaling about it. But is our heart truly there? Like, he talks about the weightier things of like judgment and mercy and faithfulness, fidelity. Like, do we have a heart that is attuned to God's, that knows his heart so well? And then that we're living out of that. Because when you have the inside figured out, then the externals will come from that. But if you just do everything right on the outside, that's not actually going to do anything for your inside. And Jesus wants our hearts. Right? And so just like with me folding my laundry, the top layer was great, but the bottom layer was still a mess and everything got crinkled up and it was harder to find. It would have taken just a few extra moments for me to just fold the rest of it and then keep it there. But I just decided to have that top layer and just cover it up. Well, the Lord's asking us to just expose ourselves before him. To like take away that top layer of like what's nice and pretty and like what we show to all the other people when we're wanting to like put our best face forward. And he wants us to just actually open ourselves up and show him the mess. Show him the real parts of our heart that are frustrated, that are nervous, that are anxious, that are struggling. He wants that. He wants our hearts. And so let him have it. Let him just be there with you and let him show you the areas of your life that you haven't given over to him. Let him show you the areas that maybe aren't in line with the actions that we're taking. He's not afraid of them, but he wants to journey with him because he's the healer and he'll heal every single area. So I just close in a prayer together in the name of the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, I just pray that you would reveal to us all the areas of our life that don't match up with our hearts. The things that we do in our actions that actually aren't showing where our souls are at with you, Jesus. I pray that you would just give us a spirit of righteousness, that in all moments and in all things, we would live for you, not just with our emotions, but with our heart. It's in your name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on Matthew chapter 23. Again, my name is Joseph. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.